Here's the president of the Raptors, Masai Ujiri, is with us.
We found him.
Yeah, we found him.
Where'd you go, Masai?
My bad, guys. My bad. Because of this event, man, I feel bad.
No, it's okay.
I didn't even have my phone. I didn't even have my phone. My guy comes running to me, but I apologize.
That's quite all right.
You're good to us. You're good to us all the time. We'll let this one go. Okay.
Thank you.
Before we get on to bigger or other things, it is a big night for you, Nelson Mandela. Do you want to just say a word on that quickly? Because I know it's something that comes up from time to time in our conversations, but it is a big night down at the ACC.
Great night. That's always unbelievable to celebrate his life. This was the day he passed away, 2013, and it's always special what the man did for us and the way he led. And it's a movement, I think, you know, like that has to continue. And we see the way the world is going. Where we need more people like him leading us. So I'll leave it at that.
Here. Tell me how important tonight's game is for the Toronto Raptors.
You know, should I be like the players and say, okay, it's just another game?
Yeah. You can if you want.
I know. You know, we're trying to build momentum. You know, we are trying to become a steady team in the NBA. We are trying to learn how to win. We are trying to learn how to win when it's important. And I think these guys take this thing serious, you know, and I know they'll take the game serious today. We're trying to beat them, you know. We're trying to beat that team. There's the respect of, yes, they are the world champions, you know, like, but they were the world champions last year, and the 29 other NBA teams don't care this year, you know, like, anymore. We respect the history of it. But so every game you go into is incredible in the NBA now, you know, like, you have to go in ready to play. I mean, some end up blowouts, blah, 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 but you have to be ready to play. So this game is very important for us, obviously, a good streak for us. But again, Bob, Danny, we always forget too. We have the third youngest NBA team in the NBA, and I'm proud of the guys. The way they fight, the way they come back from adversity, the way they're learning, and they're really learning well. You know, like, we just have to keep growing and see where we can go.
Seems like Kyle and DeMar have really driven this six-game winning streak. Looked great. Kyle, in particular, seems to be shooting the ball so much better now than he was. But we kind of expect that, Masai, from those two guys. Have you seen anything different in the last six games that you think is meaningful and could really say, okay, this is a little different. This could really be something different.
You know, we have to defend better. And so the last couple games, last two, three games, we've picked it up defensively. But obviously you have to test it against everybody in terms of building it to be consistent. You have to become consistent with it. And so I think that's what I've seen. If you ask Casey every day, he won't talk about the offensive part of the game, side of the ball. I think we're number two or three in the NBA. That we have to get better defensively if we are going to continue to sustain and continue to build. So that's the part I see where we have to continue building and growing defensively. And then some of the players, you know, like, it's the NBA, it's 82 games. They are going to go through slums and you have to wake up to play the next one, you know, and you have to figure out a way to dig out of it. Patrick Patterson, he dug out of it, shooting the ball well. Kyle, and these things are going to happen, you know. The younger guys, the younger bigs are playing well, you know, and they play their role. And so we want to keep building on this and see how we can get better defensively.
Well, I just saw so many questions. I'm trying to get stay with the Cleveland theme here. Do you think the Cavaliers, I made the suggestion, Masai, that the Cavaliers care less about finishing first in the East than they did last year or probably in any year previous? that it's all about preparing for the playoffs for them. And I think you would agree with that assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Is your team in that position as yet?
I don't know if we're in that position, Bob, but I know this. In the NBA, if you don't know how to win on the road, then go home. You know, like you have to learn to win on the road. You know, like it's what we've been trying to learn the last couple of years. You have to go and win on the opponent's court. If not, yeah, doesn't matter. You can have all the home court advantage you want. Guess what? At some point, you get beat at home, you know, and you have to go to the other place and win. And that's what we're trying to learn right there. You know, you have to defend home and you have to be able to go win away. So I hear what you're saying about them. And, you know, they believe they can win on the road. We believe we can win on the road, you know, and we want to be at that place, you know, where you have that confidence. I love watching our guys on the road because they go into every game thinking that at least you can win the game. And that's the attitude you want to have.
All right, so let me give you a comparative and tell me which one you'd rather see. This team wins five fewer games than last year but finishes first in the East, or wins five more games than last year and finishes second in the East.
I hate to treat this question like this, Bob, but I'm not a if guy or this or this happens or that happens. You know what? We're going to play. We're going to try to win. We're going to go into the playoffs and try and do our best and try and bring something to one day to this city. I don't know when it is. So, you know, 10 games, 50 games, one game, whatever it takes for us to get there. I know our guys are going to die trying. They're going to try every single Coach Casey is going to coach that team to try. Kyle Lowry and DeMar are going to lead that team to try. They're going to try their best to win every single game that we go into. And so you're not going to have it some nights, but I don't think you plan that or talk about it or say anything. We just go into every game with a good approach of winning a basketball game. So your end goal is where you want to be.
Pascal Siakam is a guy who's been in this studio a couple of times, and we quite like him. And it was just by circumstance that we kind of got to know him, and he's come back, and he's a fun guy. I think it's pretty clear to everybody that Pascal Siakam is a starter on this team because of an injury. That's no disrespect intended to him, and who knows how many minutes he would get, probably very few, if he wasn't in this circumstance. But he is evolving, he is learning, he is emerging. What was it that you saw about this guy that led you to believe, I assume, that he could be this kind of player?
When we go scout these guys, you know, like I love to send as many people as possible. I don't believe in regional scouts. I don't believe in East Coast, West Coast, European guy, all of that. No, you know, to me, everybody sees everybody. And when we come into that room, you have a good discussion, you know,
sure.
And guys say whatever they want. And it was great how guys followed him and guys went to watch him. And we just said, you know what, loves to play basketball, has great hands. He has good instinct. He's still a young player, you know, he still has to develop, get stronger, do all those things. But the energy and the passion really stands out, you know, like you see it every night, whether he's making a shot or not, or maybe he tries and tries and plays hard, has quick feet, he can guard multiple positions. So we thought, you know, at 27, let's take a chance, just like other teams want to take a chance on anybody else. Let's take a chance on this guy and see what he can do. And opportunity, you know, I'm sure, Bob, you or Dan, you guys have your stories of how if this didn't happen, you know, like you wouldn't have got this chance to be somewhere, you know. That opportunity comes from something not happening or somewhere, something not going the way it was supposed to be going. And that's his opportunity with the Sully injury. And he's jumped on it, you know. He's still a rookie. He's still learning. He still makes tons of mistakes, you know. Like, but, wow, that experience, I don't think you can ever buy that one.
What's his upside, or do you know? I mean, could he be a scorer in this league, Masai?
I think he'll be able to eventually. You know, it's gonna take time, but he's a good opportunity scorer right now. You know, so he doesn't waste too many of them, which you like. And I think having good hands, having athletic ability and the ability to run the floor, he gets a couple easy ones here every now and then. That's going to turn into, at some point, experience, is going to turn into strength, is going to turn into a go-to move maybe. And then maybe he eventually figures out how to shoot the ball, you know, like with distance. He's got so many things, you know, but that's still far away, you know, like these big guys have to develop and he has to go through that stage and hopefully he gets there.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I ask is he was a scorer in college, and so many of these guys, I think you'll agree, at some point when they get to the pros, they have to understand they're not going to be able to do the same things. And that's why I was wondering, will he have to be a different kind of player when he gets into than he was in college, or could he ultimately develop into the same similar kind of scorer that he was in college?
It's very interesting you say that, then, because we one of the things that stood out, I always said to my guys, you know, like a lot of the African players that come to college, they never average more than 9 points a game, you know, and they'll rebound, you know, he averaged 19 points a game and 11 rebounds or whatever it was, you know, and so he could score the ball a little bit, you know, and he's done that. It wasn't the highest level, but at least it was experience and continuously doing it, you know, and so he jumps on opportunity now. So we hope he gets there where maybe someday he's a consistent, you know, like minutes and a guy that gives you a certain amount of points.
Let me go to what may be the other end of the spectrum. Caboclo has been a slow process. Now, that wouldn't surprise a lot of people because, as you know, when you drafted him, people said he was a project and it was going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your assessment of his development. Are you disappointed that it hasn't been quicker?
No, not disappointed, because we took a chance on obviously an 18-year-old kid, had just turned 18, you mm-hmm. know, like from another part of the world, you know, and there are so many things that have to develop in a kid like that, that has that kind of talent and was still... he's still learning how to play. It's going to take, I think it's going to take the time that we were talking about. And I think people's concern was, the people's concern is, do you store him away and then he plays overseas and then you come, when you get him, he's developed a little bit. But we wanted to see his development. We wanted to see how he's grown as a player, how he grows as a player. And sometimes he's been slow, sometimes he's been fast, sometimes he's had opportunity, sometimes he's not had opportunity. Kids are different, you know, and we wanted to figure out a way to see if we can develop a player, a young player like that, have one on our roster that's really young like that, where you bring and see if he can develop, no matter how long it's going to take you, and where you say, you know what, it's not going, or here, this guy is going to become this. He has one unique trait, you know, like, and the way he shoots the ball is very unique for a kid that size. So at the worst, it's what you guys always used to say with Terrence, you know, like, why you pay Terrence? Why do you do this? At worst, Terrence will be a shooter in the NBA, you know, mm-hmm. like, and still has a... Bruno, at worst, is going to be a really good shooter in the NBA. Even if that's all he does, he'll be a shooter and a defender. So we're still trying to get there and see. I don't know how long it's going to take, but he's made good progress.
Mike, please.
Out of interest, how long do you control him for, Masai? How long can you keep him and until he says, look, if you're not going to play me, I'll go somewhere else, or something like that?
You got 4 years, right?
Yes, you got 4 years, you know, like I think we're locked into the 4 years now because we opted in. So, you know, we'll continue to see. There will be a breakout moment. There will be a time, you know, like, oh, it slowly develop at some point. You also set up. You try to set up your team where, at some point, he'll get opportunity. You know, some guys are just more developed, stronger. Bruno needs to get much stronger, and with his body type, that's gonna take longer than whether it's a Norman Powell or Pascal right. or Pirtle or those kind of guys. Just because of his nutrition or the way. Guys, look at Bebe. That's a prime example. You know, like a couple years ago, guys, yep. why are you wasting your time with that guy? Last year, everybody was like, why are you? Well, he never lifted weights. He was in Spain for 6 years. He never knew anything about injuries, protecting his body, all that stuff. We had to almost rehabilitate his whole body, and that takes time. But we try to look at the talent, and you gamble on it. You know, like sometimes it works, Bob. Sometimes it doesn't work. You yeah. know, like so. I'm not saying we're experts at this. You know, like, but at least we try and we show commitment. You know, like to this, where we want to make sure it doesn't hurt our team going forward. You know, like, but we want to show commitment that we can develop these kids, because I think that's the biggest aspect of the game that's lacking: development of these players and commitment to young players. Where they get to a stage where they're helping your team.
A chance for the Raptors to get into first place with a victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers and maybe establish some good memory bank information for later in the year, more accurately into the playoffs. Enjoy the game tonight, Masai. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Dad. Thank you guys for having me, and I apologize again.
Not at all. Masai Ujiri, the president of the Toronto Raptors.